Hi, I'm Detective Jones with the Sheriff's Office. I'm doing a neighborhood canvas in regards to the incident that happened across the street, and I was seeing if there was any potential witnesses or anybody heard or saw anything from your residence.
Well, that's his truck parked in front of our house, that white pickup truck.
That's Scott's truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he came home. It was closer to 9 o'clock.
I knew it was after 8.
And I saw him get out of the truck. He wasn't walking too steady then.
What do you mean by not too steady?
Well, it looked like he kind of went off.
Did he look like he'd been drinking or something like that?
Yeah, I would.
And he had come in earlier that evening too.
Yeah, earlier in the evening, ridden his motorcycle kind of loudly up to me, up the street, so.
Did you speak to him at all?
No.
You just saw him? Or where did you see him from?
Right here.
You were standing in the doorway?
Yeah.
Okay.
He turned around, and I drive it right there, and he pulled the truck down to there, and I was just getting ready to go to bed, so I was standing here at the front door, and so I noticed.
Right, he mentioned it to me. He said he's not walking very good.
Right. Okay. The impression was is that something wasn't right.
Like it
was.
Yeah. He mentioned it
right.
To me.
Exactly. And then what happened after that?
Well, I thought I had heard some arguing down there.
You said to me, boy, they're sure yelling.
Yeah,
I
could hear some arguing down there.
Coming from their home?
Mm-hmm. Well, from their home. Yeah.
Could you hear what was being said?
No, I couldn't make out anything like that.
And then what happened after that?
Well, let's see. I mentioned to my wife here, I heard the dog barking down there quite a bit, you know.
Knew what something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual and.
I
heard some men's loud talking.
Well,
from the gun.
Yeah, from then right after that, that was when I heard the shouting. I
heard the shouting first.
Could you make out what the shouting was? What they were saying?
I can't recall what the
shot. Well, I heard men. You were telling me that they were making a lot, they were yelling, and I assumed at first that you were talking about the wife and the husband were doing that. But then when I heard them, I heard men.
I didn't hear any women arguing.
Right.
I didn't hear any women.
And then you heard shots after that?
Three shots.
And then I heard him, I don't know who said it, but somebody said, it's over, so.
And I heard the men saying, stay down, stay down.
Was that before the shots? Or
no, it was after the shots.
Then after that, she called, 911.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just figured I never heard gunshots before.
Right. No, it's always good to call.
But you said about the yelling and the hollering,
right.
I thought, well, that must be what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the yelling just came so fast, you know. All done. Right after that, the shots, while they're yelling, then he yelled, or I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's over, so.
And where were you standing when you heard the yelling and stuff?
Well, I was in this room when I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the other room. So
we were
not here in the living room.
Yeah, we weren't here in the living room. We were actually
in
the bedroom. So.
It was so loud, actually. I read with earplugs in my ears,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I don't want to
hear
the television.
Uh-huh.
And yet I heard the gunshots, and I heard the yelling afterwards.
Right.
And so it was loud.
Did you see anything? Did you see anybody doing anything or anything?
No.
Just heard. Okay. What are your names?
in the helicopters.
Right. And the phone number here? And this is... Is there anything else you can add about what happened tonight or any other? You might be able to shed some light on anything going on regarding that.
Well, they've been on vacation for the last week or better. And,
last week they were gone all week. They came home on what?
Well, I think it was probably weekend, Sunday night.
Sunday night.
But I didn't, we didn't.
The beginning of anything different was when he came home from on his motorcycle and he was really, really roaring and when he was,
and that was
making
tonight,
lots
actually.
Of racket down there when he got down there. And so I think that's what made us notice.
What time was that about?
It was still daylight at the end of that. So that was, yeah, that had to be around 7 or so, I'd say. Yeah.
And that was unusual?
Well, it was a little different. It was different. It was loud.
It wasn't just it running. It was just some...
Yeah, he was...
Putting some extra effort into it.
Yeah.
And plus he revved up when he got down the bottom of the driveway there and stuff.
The dogs, a lot of things.
But that was the first time we'd seen him. Or
since he came back.
Describe him walking again to me. Away from his truck after he
turned
around.
The only thing I can really tell you is that it seemed like he just kind of went off like this for him.
Some kind of staggering away from
his
truck.
He wasn't, weaving all over the road, but like he kind of
wasn't
went off
steady, sort of.
Okay. See him drop anything, or was he holding anything
in his
hand?
He was holding something.
Oh, yeah, you told me that he had something in his hand.
He had something in his hand. Holding something in his
I think
hand.
You were making the assumption that maybe he had gone down and got something to drink, maybe, or something?
No, I don't.
Oh, you didn't know? I thought maybe you were.
Okay.
Because I had seen him leaving the truck also.
I didn't see him.
This was after he'd come home on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hadn't seen him leaving the truck. I really can't put a timeline on that when that was. That was still daylight yet, too.
Okay.
We left in the truck.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of anything else. Like I said, we walked down the driveway there or something. Shortly after was all the commotion.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for talking.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
All right.